RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Did you ever see red? You know, ever see red? People talk about it. Or do you wonder why the traffic lights are the colors they are? You've heard of a colored commentator. You've heard about color blindness. But you may not recognize that small changes in different people, in different hues, in different lighting, lead to a different perception of color. It's not just, boom, it's there, so you're going to see it. You have to interpret it. Well, color vision is the ability of a person or organism to distinguish objects based on wavelengths or frequencies of light. They're part of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's not that we see between 400 and 700 nanometers. That's color. There's all wavelengths. They do all things, and some animals see beyond what we do in different directions. So I thought we'd talk about it and go a little further than Isaac Newton, who discovered that white light splits into component colors when you pass through a prism. He also found he could put them back together by passing them through different prisms and remake white light. The characteristic colors are not necessarily red, green, and blue, but they're termed long to short wavelengths. And you go from low to high frequency. Low frequency is the more energetic blue light. That is the closest to X-rays and UV light. So low blue light is a little bit toxic, and it spreads up from the blues to the purples to the greens to the reds and then out to infrared. Sufficient differences in wavelengths cause a difference in the perceived hue. Well, that sounds pretty obvious. But the difference in wavelengths from one nanometer, one little iota, between blue, green, and yellow groups is able to be understood. Whereas you go longer or shorter in the spectrum, it takes 10 nanometers for the human eye to make this distinguishing. Vision during the daytime is called photopic, and it's detected by cone cells, which are responsible for the color vision. In nighttime and low luminance levels, vision is scotopic and is run by the rods. So even though they're 500 nanometers in the color spectrum, they contribute very little to color. Their job is picking up light and dark. So if even somebody has a bad eye disease and can't see centrally, they can still see nighttime. So shift in light throughout the day is the Purkinje effect because we see a shift in color. So color begins with retinal cells that are specialized, and they come in three different sizes. They're trichromatic because there are three distinct types. Now, they don't call them scientifically red, green, and blue, but rather they call them short, medium, and long cones because their spectrums actually overlap. And the color scheme is not so much the superimposition, but also the background, etc. So not going into the theories because that's a little bit too strange. But it is the pigments and it is the foods you eat to make these pigments that contributes to the health of these cones. Just like protecting the eye by using ultraviolet blocking sunglasses will block out some of the glare and some of the disturbance to the color vision. So the cones go to ganglion cells, which do their own thing, through the optic nerve, through different synapses in the brain to the occipital area, where it's then broken down. And believe it or not, there's six different layers of cells in the occipital lobe. And they have different functions in adapting to the color that's coming. But it's so subjective because certain women have a fourth color cone that is activated during menses. And even if we all have the same quote-unquote red cone, we may see it differently because there's so many other factors, one of which is identifying other things in the background, like sounds and shapes. That's called synthesis. So other things in the background, our attitude, our mood affects us. So perception has all of these things. A Frenchman in 1832 said the color really depends on what is the color next to it. So you see a dress in the store, it looks great. But when you take it home, it doesn't look so good because it was set up precisely as a great contrast. There was something that went wild on Facebook, a woman's dress. Well, it depends on the light you saw it on, and it depends on the multiple pigments that were actually in the dress. Well, animals show us a different side to the color story, and they see life a little differently. Their visible spectrum, you might say, is different. Birds see into the ultraviolet. Bees see well into the ultraviolet, but also are able to distinguish things in flowers that we can't see. The birds and fish, because of their ability and nuances in ultraviolet range and in the red range, are actually able to see different things that line them to food sources or to mating. So color is a key. The most interesting thing is old world monkeys and apes are just like us, three cones. But the new world monkeys that came over, the women are trichromats or three cones, but the male monkeys only are dichromats. They have red, green colorblind. They're not so hot on seeing green. So they hunt with the women because the women can see the greenish distinguishing shapes and colors that tells them when fruit is ripe. But the colorblind men, male monkeys that is, are able to distinguish shape and texture. They can see a bug under a leaf better than the women. So that adaptation has been helpful to pack hunting mammals. Well, humans use the same advantages. Certain jobs have certain things. All of our satellite readers who look at the photography from satellites are colorblind males for the most part because they can see texture and differences. So it's really important to recognize that our color is not the same. We take it for granted. What we see varies from our genetics, from the context, from synaresis of other shapes, forms, sounds, the light, hormones, and different folks have different kinds of cells even. Then there's people who have eye problems that interfere with color vision, and it's often so subtle you don't recognize it. So it's really important to get an eye exam from time to time. Lastly, I designed iComplex CS, iComplex Clinical Strength, to give people the best in terms of color vision and adaptation to night vision and dark. So I felt it was important for more than just my patients to know about iComplex CS. Color is important. Distinguishing fine detail is important. Eyes are important. And people who are listening recognize this, but don't necessarily recognize the fine nuances. So I appreciate the opportunity of sharing this with you. And as Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, it's my job to bring to you the latest information in so many different areas. I want to thank you for listening to The Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, stay well, and stay tuned for cataracts and what this is really about and what do you do? Well, I look forward to sharing that with you.